Federal managers have to keep lots of plates spinning. They're asked to maintain and improve ongoing programs, and Congress is constantly adding new ones. The occasional high-profile failures, such as the launch of healthcare.gov, show how tough the job can be. But the National Academy of Public Administration has some new ideas for improving all of this. Dan Chenock is the executive director of the IBM Center for the Business of Government and one of the new report's authors. He joins me now with more. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so why now would NAPA decide to plunge into the area of federal performance?
So NAPA's long looked at issues of federal performance in terms of executive management and the elements of management that make federal government agencies work from behind the scenes in terms of financial management technology, and then pulling all those together to deliver performance. The topic of program management has actually been one that's been around for a number of years. There was a Council for Excellence in Government, a working group and study that I participated in between 5 and 10 years ago that took a look at this, that the current NAPA report actually cites. And as you mentioned, as federal programs get more and more complex, as technology brings in more and more external partners, the need for leadership and strong leadership in pulling those together and driving toward goals and objectives is more than ever. At the same time, Congress has introduced a bill both in the House and the Senate addressing program management. H.R. 2144 is the House bill, and it's actually backed by Representative Jerry Connolly, among others, who are the chairs of the House Government Efficiency Caucus. And NAPA took a look at all of this, as well as a discussion with the Project Management Institute, and based on PMI's interest, pulled together the panel. I was actually a member of the panel. The study team, the NAPA study team of Roger Kodat and Jonathan Tucker, were the primary authors.
You have looked at this for many, many years. And I guess it's safe to say that there have been a lot of new programs launched simply because you have had for the past number of years an administration that is interested in a lot of new programs and Congress has gone along. So maybe it's all gotten more complicated in recent years.
Yes, I think that just as the world has changed in terms of the benefits of being able to bring together many more partners, if you think of social media and the fact that individuals from around the world are collaborating in ways that we really haven't seen before, the government's doing something similar. And so organizations are coming together. If you think about complex programs, they may involve many different agencies, many outside stakeholders. And the ability of technology to bring all that together creates opportunities for synergies that didn't exist before, but also creates great complexity, both in program management as well as in safeguarding the technology and other assets that are used to deliver those programs.
Now, in your experience, and I guess the other panelists, I mean, collectively, is it your belief that when Congress gets involved in the fine points of federal management, and as you say, you know, Jerry Connolly, they do care about this, but when Congress acts, is that generally a good thing?
Well, I should note that the House Government Efficiency Caucus, which also Representative Young is the other co-chair, along with Representative Connolly, is very interested in this issue. And I think their primary interest really is in the administration getting things right in terms of program management. Attention from Congress to that issue is always welcome, I think, having worked in the administration for many years as a career executive at OMB and now observing it in my role at IBM. I think that attention from Congress to how to do things right and focus on what are the challenges is something that can be very helpful. And the panel took a look at the legislation and determined that regardless of whether the legislation is enacted, that it contains information and provisions that would be useful in any federal agency as it's thinking about implementing program management.
And while we have you, let's run through what those main provisions are.
Basically, H.R. 2144, the Program Management Improvement and Accountability Act of 2015, has four primary elements. The first is to create a formal job series and career path for program managers in the federal government. Right now, program managers basically are cast across several different job series. There's not really a program management career path for people. The second is to develop a standards-based model for program management that's consistent across the federal government. In other words, once you have the career path, you know what the standards are that enable you to be successful in that career. The third is to designate a senior executive in each agency to be responsible for program management policy and strategy, to provide the leadership to make it consistent within the agency how they address program management and how they bring that forward to the senior ranks in the agency when there are issues that need to be addressed. And the fourth major element of the bill is to establish an interagency council on program management so that you can get coordination across agencies, much the same way that you have chief information officers councils or chief financial officers councils, to create a community of senior practitioners that can share best practice and lessons learned.
We're speaking with Dan Chenock. He's the executive director of the IBM Center for the Business of Government and one of the NAPA panelists looking at this whole area of program management. And Dan, that's a little bit ironic, I guess, is one way to put it, because even though there's no formal job series and no formal designation of councils and so forth for program management, the program manager has for long been the basic element of leadership in the federal government, and that's where most of the budget authority resides. So it seems like policy is kind of way behind practice of many years here.
Yeah, and I think that there's an inconsistency in the treatment. If you look at the Defense Department, especially in the acquisition area, the Defense Acquisition Workforce Improvement Act, or DAWEA, in the early 1990s actually put together a program within DOD for major projects and programs where program managers could come together and get training. That type of model exists in some civilian agencies where they have large projects, notably NASA or the Department of Energy, where people are managing very large, significant space programs or energy programs, but it's not consistent across the government. And so your point is well taken that these large programs, as they are growing in complexity, really need that leadership. And the NAPA study is trying to identify conditions that enable program managers to be successful.
And I guess, too, there are programs that come up suddenly and go away quickly because of some expediency. I'm thinking of something like Cash for Clunkers, for example. Remember that program early on in the Obama administration? And there's a case where someone might be thrust into a program management position suddenly where they might not have had it before. And so this could all help that type of person.
The NAPA study actually did an interesting distinction in terms of terminology for programs and projects. And so a program that's sort of time limited, where you're coming together, you have a particular goal in mind, you have a certain set of goals and objectives, and you're basically following a path that's defined in terms of its milestones. Strong project management skills can often get you well down the road in that. It's as the projects become greater in number in terms of relationship to a particular issue, or greater in complexity in terms of stakeholders, and involve a lot of change, then you need these higher level skills in terms of interpersonal, managing across, being able to work with Congress. So there's a distinction between these sort of shorter term projects where there's a strong tradition in the government through FACT-PPM and other project management training, and larger scale, more complex programs that are often ongoing that require these additional skills that the NAPA study identified.
All right, so we've gone through what Congress would like to do with its bill. What did NAPA find that you all would like to do and recommend for better program management?
Right. So as I indicated, NAPA thought that the statute had strong provisions to build on whether or not it was enacted. NAPA did identify some refinements that it would recommend to the Congress if the statute were to proceed. From a substantive perspective, NAPA identified a set of conditions for success, which match in many cases some of the statutory provisions, including basically an integrated approach to government-wide program management policy and oversight, led in a central level by the Office of Management and Budget. The agency leadership support was important. Something that NAPA identified as key would be linking program management goals to the Government Performance and Results Act processes for strategic planning, because those do get high-level attention or are tied to the budget process. And there were other conditions like that, including the job series that we talked about earlier and the cross-agency committee or council to bring together program managers. So those were the conditions that the panel identified. And then the panel recommended a number of actions that the administration could take even without legislation. One would be to institutionalize program management in the government culture through various means like incentives and rewards that the administration can take on. Second would be make the program management part of the President's Management Council meetings and give attention to it at that level, see a very senior level discussion of that, which can create attention to the need for this. The third of the four recommendations is, again, to create a program management job series, similar to what we talked about before, that goes from the GS level into the SES ranks to give people a career path. And the final recommendation that the panel identified was that OPM could work with the Federal Executive Institute to develop courses for political and career executives around program management.
All right. So where will this report be headed? I mean, in whose hands are you putting it?
So the report gets wide distribution. NAPA has a strong presence in Washington, a congressional charter. We have briefed the report in an event last week with congressional staff, and NAPA will continue those elements. We've also talked with the administration, with OMB about the program and the report, and so basically we'll be at the ready, and NAPA will be at the ready as questions arise and as the legislation and other initiatives move through.
All right, Dan Chenock is the executive director of the IBM Center for the Business of Government and panelist for NAPA. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tom. Always good to talk to you.